the South African Defence Force and the judiciary are trending topics. We speak to Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement. Welcome, Neil.
Well, Chris, I had the honour of being the guest of the Chief of the Navy, Vice Admiral Lobesi, in Simonstown. They have revived the Naval Festival, which I must tell you was always an institution so supported by the community of the Western Cape and the people of Simonstown. So I went there, we had the grand opening, and I looked, and I must tell you, you know, the Navy, no matter what you say, the Navy, when it comes to pomp and ceremony, when it comes to the uniforms, the ships, and the lights and the bands, it always impresses, I must say. And then shockingly, the next day, I sat back and saw the speech of the Vice Admiral. Now, when people like us, commentators, people within media, people within politics, when we say, this is happening, you've got to understand people will question you. They will always say, but Neil, you're biased, or you don't know what you're talking about, or is it really like that? And you will know that I have frequently, monthly said that we have got a collapsing SA Defence Force. We have an Air Force that's incapacitated. We don't have enough aircraft. We don't have enough support of our troops deployed. Our budgets within the Defence Force is not keeping up the maintenance and it's falling apart. But when a chief of the Navy currently gets up on a platform and says publicly that he is absolutely currently being strung up because of the shortage of the budgetary support of the Navy, that is a shocking statement coming from within. But he immediately then says, like he must, that the SA Navy, no matter the cuts and shortages of funding, will continue to do their utmost best to protect life and limb of the Republic of South Africa. But this is a massive statement, Chris, of a current leader within the armed services to publicly say that the more than just over 1 billion that is allocated is not sufficient enough to make this Navy operate at 100%. He's just talking about the Navy. I cannot imagine the Air Force, and I don't even want to talk about the Army Division. This is shocking. This is not boding well for us as citizens in this country to absolutely feel confident, like you said, that we are 100% under the defense of the Defence.
Well, apparently the Defence Minister has not yet produced a report on the state of the SANDF, and that was due sometime in September already, was it not, Neil?
Yes, but remember, she only needs 30% time to get it right.
So, but then what about the Deputy Minister? I mean, he does have experience, General Bantolome, so surely he should be doing something to support her?
Absolutely, Chris, but it is a shocking rollover of just one on the other. We spoke the other day that in the biggest air defense show and military show, where you get the world coming together, because I must tell you, I know it, the armament space in the world is one of the biggest industries ever. So war creates in the industry, unfortunately. So when you look at the total defense structure, which I was involved in, when you talk about Arms Corps, Krijg Corps, when you talk about Denel, when you talk about aerospace, when you talk about the things that we were very competent in, one of the biggest attributes to South Africa was the methodology of creating certain things like the Rattle, the Roy Falk, the Casper, the Eland, the G5 cannon, the G6 cannon. We had huge capability of creating, and it's not an industry that people, you know, are attracted to, but it's a reality of life. That's non-existent anymore. So when you add Arms Corps fall, when you add Denel fall, when you find those structures, we have absolutely rubbished one of the greatest innovators and innovation industries of the world, which was in South Africa. So now not only do you have a methodology where we don't have the structuring to maintain a defense force, but everything attached to it is crumbling. Now, I am therefore still saying shocked that you will take the current minister, and I'm telling you, she's not competent because she does things that does not align to defense. They didn't get the permits in order for one of the biggest entities in the world in armament, the United States, to come to the Pretoria show. This is incompetence. If you don't listen to what your people say, you are going to fall on your own sword. So when the head of the Navy, when the Army and the Air Force are screaming and telling you, we are the people in the command structure, but you don't listen, or you don't have the competency to understand what they are saying to you, then what do you get? Well, you get this kind of rubbish that we currently have, where we had, no matter what you say, Chris, one of the most formidable striking forces in the world, now reduced to where we are today. And I hope there will be change, otherwise it won't bode well. And one more thing, I am in contact with the people on the ground, and I'll tell you, the morale of the general person that is within the forces is absolutely not well, and that must change.
Well, Neil, lastly, I just want to go to MKP's failed court bid to stop the Judicial Service Commission hearings going ahead without its MP, former Judge John Klope.
Yeah, Mr. Pompen's ceremony, Dalrymple getting up again, seems like he is now the legal mind for the revolutionary in their own little advocate, Che Guevara. Getting up there, and I was obviously, knowing we would talk about it today, intensely watching the case that was coming up. And I'm telling you, there is an absolute, I must tell you, uneducated word. But you know, I come from the ground, so I'm going to use it. What a doff moment. Doff. When last did you hear that? D-O-F. In my days, we used to say to each other, yeah, doff. What a doff moment. Yeah, we've got a presentation of an, hear me, an impeached judge. Not a judge that was late for work, didn't give a sick certificate. This is a judge. Nay. A judge president that was impeached. And he was impeached, no matter what you say, because he was absolutely unethical. He was found to be a person that committed something that was absolutely against every principle of integrity. I'm not going to labor this because this is my opinion and I'm right. On this one, I'm right. He got impeached. He's no longer welcome as a judge. Therefore, he changes his focus from retired judge to Dr. Schlope. You will notice they now press his doctorate. Now, he goes to court. This is madness, Chris. You get this judge who's impeached because he tried to influence other judges to find in favor of Jacob Zuma. It wasn't a coffee discussion and it was cookies and biscuits. He was found guilty trying to change a verdict. That's the first thing. Number two, they go to court this week and they start fighting about matters, for example, if he doesn't sit in the JSC, remember, this is what it's about. The court found that he cannot sit in the appointed seat that he got in the JSC, which is the platform where they select judges. So they won that court case. I think it was the DA that was the person bringing in the case. And the court found, yes, Judge Schlope at this moment is suspended from attending the new JSC sittings. So the MK party took them to court to fight that judgment. And this is their case. It's not about if he doesn't sit in, there's no quorum, that they agreed. And then they said, but this is a constitutional right matter. Because the constitution says, if you are elected as a member of parliament, Chris, you are allowed to be nominated and elected to any portfolio committee or any parliamentary committee. That's what they are arguing. So it's not a fact of the process, it's the fact of the constitutional right. But here's the thing. It ended up to be a debate about only two words. Here's the crux. Competency or integrity. Now, Chris, when you say that you are competent in a certain job, but you have no integrity, this is a massive matter. So NK and the rest of the entities are fighting. He's competent. He wrote so many doctrines. He has a judge of 27 years. He was a bit. They are fighting about his competency, that he is competent to adjudicate, to say you can be a judge or not. Competency is one thing, but integrity is to me the primary factor in what you do, and specifically when it's about a judge. It's a judge. So there's the same argument, Chris. You're a medical doctor. You're a surgeon. You've been a surgeon for 27 years. But in your own structure, you kill people because of a certain reason. And after 29 people die in your surgery, they come to you and they say to you, but you were expelled to be a practitioner of medical. And then they put you on the medical adjudication board, where you can actually now judge the competency of surgeons. Isn't that the same thing?
Neil,
so no one's arguing that you are a bad doctor. No one's arguing that you're not a good or was not a good judge. Everybody is now questioning your integrity. And that, to me, is the case that is made against Shlope being able to sit in the JSE. And I support that. Because I'm telling you, he's lost all integrity.
Thank you. And Neil, maybe next time we can talk about all the cases that Dali has lost. I can't make up my mind whether he takes on cases knowing he's going to lose them, or how many more cases does he have to lose before people stop using him? What do you think?
Well, it's one of the jobs that no matter the outcome, you still get paid. So I really think I'm going to do maybe this week a little bit of a study of all the cases that he has done and what is his current win to lose ratio. And I think that will be...
Will you have a look?
Oh, absolutely. But what we find at this current moment is, Chris, just in last say, I think this country is tired of having people that are in leadership that have no integrity. And I think this case is a showcase of where we as a country are going to have an outcome if we choose people that have integrity or not.
Indeed. Thank you. That was Neil De Beer on The Sunday Show with BizNews, and I am Christine. Thank you. That was Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement, speaking to BizNews about the South African National Defence Force and the judiciary. Thank you, Neil. I am Chris Stane.